expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square. Through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about the state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul.
All right. Good morning, Jefferson. It settles in your soul. welcome to the State of Jefferson, or Jefferson's state of mind. It's all a state. It depends on what you believe in, how you want to believe it, make it work. So, Jefferson's state of mind. My name is Terry Erwin Garfinger. I'm with my buddy Terry Raposa, and Ashley's going to keep us out of trouble. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, Wynn, how you doing?
So, well, not very well. Tongue tied.
It's all right.
That's all right. All right, so we're up and running here. We got things going on and all kinds of stuff happening in Jefferson.
Yeah. And tomorrow night, as usual, we have our meeting at 5:30, our Jefferson meeting at 2570 Bonnyview Road. There is a church there.
The only church there.
It's the only church there. And that's where you go.
To the nameless church. Because we have to say that. We've been asked to do that. So that's not to name the church. So that's why we call it the nameless church.
Yes.
Yes.
So anyway, it is a church, and you can come to our meeting at 5:30 for the Jefferson meeting, and then at 6 o'clock on Monday night, we're going to show a little movie here. It's about Thomas Jefferson. It's a biography, and Sally found it, and it's really quite well done. I think it's about an hour and 15 minutes, something like that, but it'll probably be just one of those nights where you can come in and kind of get a little history lesson. Very, very well done. And very interesting, and stay cool a little bit. We'll have a little more information on the court case, too.
Well, if it's anything compared to the Wall movie that we saw last week, the all those short segments that Robert blended together.
How good is he?
That was phenomenal.
Yeah, how good is he?
I mean, good Lord, that just tells you what's really going on out there along the border. I mean, it was awesome to see that.
Yeah, and it gave a lot of points of view, which I thought was good.
And we got to see some beautiful territory along the border.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, you know, the both sides of the fence, so to speak, but the territory and the terrain there, it's not just flat desert. It's, you know, huge caverns and canyons and everything else they've got along there, which are huge natural borders. But it was interesting to see that. I had no idea. You know, I really didn't, because all the footage you ever see is San Diego, where the fence goes out in the water, and then just a little bit of desert stuff. That's all you ever are shown by the media.
It's true.
And what this film showed was all kinds of other terrain and conditions that are out there, and then the people that are affected, especially on our side of the fence, the ranchers and so forth. It just shows, you know, the trauma that they're going through, you know, with the borderless or fenceless border, if you will.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that we wanted to talk about this morning, one of them is the court case and what we've just done. I'm going to give you a brief explanation on that. And then we want to talk a little bit about this Puerto Rico situation.
Puerto Rico.
Huh? And it's how Congressman LaMalfa has sponsored a bill to explore the Puerto Rico becoming a state. Now, there's some pretty interesting stuff in that. But before I go there, I want to give you an update on the court case. What's happened is the CFR has asked for a stay in federal courts in order to appeal directly to the United States Supreme Court. We filed a writ of mandamus, and that writ was filed directly with SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, in order to ask for the High Court to intervene in our case in order to correct what we believe to be improper rulings by the lower court and its failure to appoint a three-judge court and to ensure the people of Jefferson getting a fair and impartial hearing. We base this upon McManus versus Shapiro, which clearly states in that Supreme Court case that the judge, the federal judge, must, not should or could, ask for a three-judge court on a case of lack of representation and dilution of vote unless the court finds it frivolous, which it's been over a year. We've been to court twice now. There is nothing frivolous about it in the judge's own words. And this is also based upon not just that court case, but based upon United States Code Title 28, 2284. Now, the bar that's set for a three-judge court is very, very low. And with the state of California admitting that our case is not frivolous, and the judge admitting our case is not frivolous, and the judge admitting the fact that because of the of McManus versus Shapiro, that basically there is no position she can take other than a three-judge court, we have decided to ask for a stay in federal court in order to appeal directly to the Supreme Court. So if you have questions on that, 530-605-4567, 605-4567, that's the first subject. So,
well, keep in mind, too, that we read a lot of stuff coming back and forth, and I received an email, and I can't find it right now, but there was an issue about, who sponsors what, as far as Congress, certain committees that they're on and so forth, and then I guess they have to do certain things depending on what committees they're on, and that is why Mr. LaMalfa is sponsoring that.
Actually,
he's on that committee.
Well, actually, he's the head of that committee.
Right.
And it's on Indian Affairs also.
Right. And so it all is lumped into one thing, so it's a very broad brush as far as why he's sponsoring that. Not to say that he wouldn't do that for us, but who knows what's going to happen there. We just don't know. And maybe, I don't know. Anyway, but that's why his hand was forced to sponsor that or to be part of that whole thing, because he is head of that committee.
Well, okay.
I mean, I'm looking at both sides of the
fence.
Yeah, I hear that.
Well, he is the chairman of the Indian Insular, which means Territories Congressional Subcommittee.
Right.
And the bill is to set up a subcommittee on how to do it, to bring them along as a state. Well, we have that. We have, we already we have that. We've done it several times, and there has been the comment that we want to bring in two states at the same time, and maybe it's sort of a backdoor thing to where Puerto Rico and Jefferson could come in together, but that was because we had slave states and free states.
Right.
That we did too. Alaska came in alone, and also Hawaii came in alone. I'm looking at a note here. I just got passed. Mark Baird requests you do not.
Too late. No. Well, wouldn't you say that if we bring Puerto Rico in.
Is he on the line?
Well, if Puerto Rico and we bring Puerto Rico and Jefferson in at the same time, wouldn't it be kind of a wash? Because we're going to be the first slave-free state. Well, Puerto Rico, look, they're basically communists down there. Look at the way it's being run. I mean, look at
well,
it.
Well, anyway, we want to hear your questions on that. And anyway, we just got a note here that about something, and that's what the distraction was. And it was Mark calling in. So we just got a little bit of note on that and got the message, Kemosabe. Okay, so anyway, getting back to this. So this bill is to set up a subcommittee. It's H.R. 6246, the Puerto Rico Admission Act, and it lays out a plan of a clear framework for statehood. Well, we already have that. And I know there's been an argument the congressman, meaning Congressman LaMalfa, said if we get the state legislature to agree with us, that he will sponsor that bill. And the thing is that a lot of people have stated, well, that's what Mark Baird has said on Article 4, Section 3. That is not what Mark Baird has said, because there is no particular order.
Right.
It just states that they both have to do it. But there's no particular order on any of this.
Right. We can go straight to Congress. Yep.
The other thing is that what this bill is supposed to do is to give some recommendations to how to do this. I mean, seriously, we know how to do this. They're a territory. Now, see, here's the difference, too. They're a territory, and we're part of a state. So our separation and our position would be different.
Right.
They're also talking about giving economic incentives. I'll say that again, economic incentives to Puerto Rico. Well, Puerto Rico's economy is bad, to say the least.
Right.
And so we're going to give them concessions and some incentives to become a state so we can bring them in. Now, you know, also this bill studies how this is going to affect the House of Representatives. Okay.
Right.
You know, right now I believe they have one person in the House, Puerto Rico does, but he has very limited powers or limited, can take limited positions. But, you know, when you stop and look at this, I mean, to try to find out what the framework is for statehood, I mean, to me, if there is, and again, I'm with you, Wynn, we've got to present both sides of this. We can't just take somebody and throw them underneath the bus. But when you look at this, some of the people who are saying, well, you know, this really doesn't start the creation of a state. Well, yes, it does start the creation of a state. I mean, that was one of the arguments, that it doesn't. So anyway, what we'd like to do is we are going to go off to our first break. But before we do that, what I want you to do is I'd like your thoughts on this.
605-4567.
605-4567. And that's area code 530. We do everything together because time has come.
For 51.
A hundred stripes, a hundred stories. It's the Pledge of Allegiance on the 4th of July. It's some handwritten letters from home. It's some sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue, lay down his line. Mr. Red, White,
did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, FJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Right, we're back at it. Okay, before we get into off into the weeds on some other good stuff, I have something I need to bring up to you. There is a program that's going to be going on down in El Dorado County. It's going to be held in Placerville, and it's going to be on Tuesday the 10th. So a week from Tuesday, Tuesday the 10th, from 4 to 8 p.m., it is the first annual business showcase and fundraiser down there. And what they've done, the committee down there has decided to reach out to the businesses, and they've had great reception. And they're going to have, like I said, a business showcase and fundraiser. So the public can go and see all the businesses that are there, and you never know. There might be something there that you want to get involved with, something you want to either purchase or what have you, you know, use their services. So it's a great way to introduce the businesses to the local community and neighboring counties if you want to go over and check it out, which I strongly encourage you to do. So down in Placerville, El Dorado County, July 10th from 4 to 8 p.m., and it's going to be held at the American Legion Hall at 4561, again, 4561 Greenstone Road. And that's a beautiful facility down there. We've been down there before, and it's really nice. And I know the team down there is going to do a stellar job. And so on top of that, they're going to have all kinds of things going on. They'll have prizes for certain things. They'll have live and silent auction. They'll have games. Oh, a dessert auction. That's totally worth going. They're going to have fun food, beer, and wine. Fun food, beer, and wine, and dessert. So come check it out. Tuesday the 10th, 4 to 8 p.m., American Legion Hall, 4561 Greenstone Road in Placerville. And then we're having donations sent through a partner organization for Jefferson. And what it is you're going to be able to send in $100, and you can write it off. It's going to be tax deductible through a 501c3. It's a match. What happens here is for your $100 that are donated, we have a generous donor who's willing to match that up to $10,000 maximum in total for the whole donation package for everybody that donates. So it's, a 501c3 match, and you make the check out to PECAN, P-E-C-A-N, again, P-E-C-A-N, and down in the memo part of your check, you would write State of Jefferson or SOJ Formation Legal Fund. And that way it goes where it needs to go, and it has to have that in the memo as well. So, again, PECAN, P-E-C-A-N, that's who you make the check out to, for $100 or more, anything above $100. And the memo, it needs to clearly state SOJ or State of Jefferson Formation Legal Fund. And then you can mail those checks to Sharon Durst, D-U-R-S-T, P.O. Box 569, Somerset, S-O-M-E-R-S-E-T, 95684. Again, Somerset, S-O-M-E-R-S-E-T, 95684. And Sharon is coordinating up that donation program. And so once we get that all done, then the checks will be submitted in cash and ready to go. And that'll be all done to the 501c3. You will get the benefit of the donation for tax deduction. And then when time comes, that money can be paid out through that 501c3 to pay for the legal fees. So that's what we're looking at, and that's how we're running this part of the program, so everybody benefits. We're using the system before us to make it work for all of us. So that's a great way to do it. If you have any questions about that, you can always give us a call at 605-4567 and go onto the website, and we're going to have some information there as well. Anything else?
Very good. Very good. Okay, Nick, you're on the line. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, who's this Nick? This is the Rican. This is the Rican speaking from San Juan, a part of the Rico. Hey, you know, we're not so interested in being a state. We just want your welfare to keep your welfare going. And if you don't keep it going, we're going to cut you off the refined sugar.
Oh, okay.
Hey, the reason I called is yesterday I read in the American Thinker there's some BB brain that thinks that we have not had a liberal enough governor in California since Pat Brown. And he's pounding the drum for Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom will do some public spending. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Yes, they're out there. They drank the Kool-Aid.
I'm telling you. I mean, it just gets goodier and goodier. I mean, people follow anything. A lot of it's being inept. I watched Waters World, which I don't do a lot, but my wife records it. She likes it. And they had a segment on the 4th of July. My two favorite answers were, who did we get our independence from? These are college students, mind you. These are college students. Who did we get our independence from? And the young man's answer was Virginia.
Virginia.
Oh, my God.
And then when asked, another young man who is a college student, okay, it looked like a graduate student, he's a little older, asked, when did we get our independence? He said 1984. I mean, some of these answers were absolutely amazing. It's just unbelievable some of the answers that they get on these things. I mean, you know.
Were they on crack when they were?
Yeah, and the first president, by the way, first president was Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was our first president.
You know, I cruise through the library about every other week looking for a new book to read. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they should shut off the park and move all the ne'er-do-wells into the library to discourage people from going in there and reading the crap that's on there now. It's absolutely the truth. You can't find anything conservative there. And there's one book that I picked up and I started reading. It's How Democracies Fail. And this, these two PhDs are convinced that our country is going to hell just starting with Trump, that electing him is going to ruin our country, that everything was hunky-dory till Trump got in. And they named the things that are going to happen under Trump exactly what happened under Barack Obama.
Well, you know, when you mentioned that, when you mentioned the thing about Puerto Rico, it's, you know, if you stop and think about it, and then we're going to have to move on to the next caller, my good friend. But when we stop and think about this, if the three-state initiative by some
hurdle
passes, and we have three new states where there was one, so therefore we have four new senators in the United States Senate to give us six senators where there used to be two in a landmass. Then we get Puerto Rico. That's two more blue Senate. That would be an increase of six. That would give the Democrats six more senators. I wonder what Congressman LaMalfa is thinking on that. I mean, the thing is, I know now on K-High, which is a Sacramento station.
Yep.
K-High is going to do a program at 10 o'clock, and then they are going to have Doug LaMalfa on. They did an interview with him, and they're going to have him on at 10 o'clock today, and you can get that. I believe it's podcasted and archived. I know Terry G is going to call in. And Terry G, you can give us that information when you call.
What's Puerto Rico got to offer? We're better off sending them. Just
I don't know.
Like the rest of them, send the welfare down there and keep them down there.
Ask Doug LaMalfa. Anyway, my good friend, we've got to go.
Great day.
Love you, man, and talk to you soon. And we got to go to Round Mountain Bob here. Hey, Pappy, how you doing?
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Hey, on this Puerto Rico thing compared to us in Jefferson. You know, all they have down there is anything. They have no toiletry stuff because everything goes right to the ocean. They have no water. The water they have is polluted. I mean, everything we do, if they made them the 51st state or the 52nd state, it don't matter. We have to rebuild Puerto Rico from the ground up. Now, what are they going to do? What will the government do for Jefferson on rebuilding us that we don't have business? We don't. Well, what concessions can we get? You know, we're not asking for this. We're asking to become a state like the first 13 states, and we want to be productive in our way to help the United States, not to cost America more money.
Amen, well, that's brother. True. But, Amen. You know, the other part about that, and you're so right, Pappy. I mean, you're right about that, because when you look at us, we're part of a state already. We have
right.
an economy. We're part of a state. Right. Puerto Rico's a territory. I mean, so,
right.
you know, again, it's...
We have voting power.
Yeah, and again, you know, to me, when I think about this bill talking about giving incentives and concessions to Puerto Rico, I mean...
Where are those
you know,
coming from?
To give economic incentives. I mean, yeah, I mean, that means our tax dollars. So to me, I mean, and if this is a roundabout sort of backdoor tricky way to bring in Jefferson, well, okay. But, you know, frankly, I mean, maybe, but I'd like to hear from somebody who could talk a little bit about this bill. You know, we had a couple of people that had mentioned that, you know, not to be so hard on the congressman. I know he's being hard on him. We just would like an explanation of some sort.
Sure.
So if you're out there and you've got an explanation, it's 605-4567, area code 530, 605-4567. Yeah,
hey,
give us a call.
Terry and Wynn, are we going to talk about this somewhat a little more in length tomorrow night at the meeting?
Well, Sally has a movie tomorrow night. You might want to.
Yeah.
I know. You might.
Yeah.
You might want to. We'll see what happens tomorrow night. But I think that there should be some talk not only on this, but I think there should be a little more talk on the court case too. So with that, my good friend, thank you, Pappy. We're going to go off to okay, brother.
Thanks, Bob.
We're going to go off to a break here. So when
we'll be back in a minute.
Time has come
for 51.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
God bless the USA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the official day.
It is.
It is.
It really is. The 2nd
really
is the real date.
It is the real date. Everybody celebrates on the 4th, but the 2nd is the real date.
The real
Don't
date.
Believe me? Look it up. I'm not going to tell you why. You need to look it up. To your history.
And with that, we're going to go to Jason. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Terry and Wynn, and good morning to all Jeffersonians in the state of Jefferson Territory. How's everyone doing today?
So far, so
Very
good.
Very doing fine. Sounds like you're doing
awesome.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Nice and anyways, I just want to let everyone know that it was awesome on last Tuesday to be at the Board of Supervisors meeting in Placer County, because you were really able to address the concerns and dangers of SB 54 and really talk about how we need to have this on the agenda in Placer County. And they did acknowledge that they will put it on the agenda, but they didn't tell us when though. So we're making some headway, and we have at least two people on the Board of Supervisors in Placer County that are actually helping us out with putting this on the agenda for SB 54 and acknowledging, hey, we're not a sanctuary county. And
that's a great.
It is great, and I think a lot of we've got quite a few counties now. I think it's up to 8 in Jefferson that they've signed resolutions saying that they would not comply. But I mean, it's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3 Clause 4, to establish a uniform rule of naturalization. That is something we gave to the federal government to do as part of the contract as a state, which we agreed to because in Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution, we recognize the United States Constitution as the supreme law of the land.
Supreme law
of the land, okay? And that's the deal. And we are an inseparable part of that. So since we gave these guys some things we wanted to do, and I've said this 100 times, but that was the deal. The states gave the federal government, said, hey, you guys, you're going to do this stuff. If we don't like what you're doing, two-thirds of us will get together. If three-quarters of the two-thirds don't like what you're doing, we'll do a thing called an amendment. We'll make that amendment, and then we'll change the thing we had you do to begin with. That's exactly what would have to happen here. So, frankly, the counties saying that, there's no jurisdiction for the state here anyway. They can't do it anyway. It's against the law anyway. So I think that a lot of the politics that's being played, and I do take my hat off to those boards of supervisors and those supervisors who are saying, yeah, we're just going to comply with the Constitution according to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4 of the United States Constitution and Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution. So if they're doing that,
those are the rule books.
Amen to that, you know?
That's great that your board is at least partially at this point stepping up and doing the right thing.
I mean, but, you know, the thing is it, to me, I think a frustrating part, Jason, I don't know about you, but to me, not to say this isn't good and we're not excited about that. There aren't good people on boards of supervisors because there is.
Yep.
You got a couple of good ones down there. But the point is that all we're doing is expecting them to follow the law and do the right thing. And then we thank them for doing the right thing and following the law, which is what we elected them to do. That's a little confusing at times.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. And could I add one more thing?
Sure, buddy.
That has nothing to do with this. I just want to let everyone know who's listening in on Placer County that, you know, we're having an awesome, two awesome parades, and one in Colfax on July 3rd and one in Auburn on July 4th. And we're going to have the Jefferson float, and we hope that everyone will be there. We also have people that are we're going to have a bunch of people in the parade passing out candy. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you so much, everyone, and have a nice day.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
So
all right.
With that, we need to go to Terry G. How you doing, darling?
Good morning, Terry.
I'm fine. How are you?
Going good.
You good.
Tell me about the event. Tell me stories.
Yes. Wynn did a great job. Once again, it's the first business showcase and fundraiser in El Dorado County, state of Jefferson, Tuesday, June 10th, 4 to 8 p.m. Be sure to come early and get your tickets, your winning tickets. Also, credit cards will be accepted, and you must be present to win. We've got some fun games of chance, good food. I understand that the hot dogs we're having is from Lockford, which evidently is one of the most popular places in the area to get any types of sausages and hot dogs. And we also will have homemade tamales from a local vendor here in El Dorado County. We have a Fat Boy gun safe that's 5 feet by 42 inches with an electronic lock as one of the prizes. 4-day, 3-night getaway also to several locations of your choice. There are tons of restaurant gift certificates. We have baskets for men, women, and children. We have rounds of golf, A's baseball tickets, chainsaw, and it just goes on and on. We have over 60 businesses that are supporting this effort that are either setting up booths or have made donations. And all the proceeds will go to the to the lawsuit. So anyway, it's going to be a fun 4 hours with great food, and we have a lot of people coming from even other counties that will be attending. And we're very excited about the event.
Well, Wynn, Sally, and I are going to be there. And,
yes, we will.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Do you know how many booths you have of businesses, approximately?
I'm really not sure.
Okay.
We have booths that will be lot of them outside and inside. We have a live auction and silent auction.
Nice.
So I'm not quite sure. One of the businesses is setting up has donated all the umbrellas for the booth that will be outside. We have ice cream we're serving along with the other food. We have a huge dessert auction that will also be taking place. It's just been a really good, supportive, coordinated effort. We're very excited. And I know a lot of the other counties are watching us to see how this goes. But it's so important to get out there and go talk to your business people in your county. And you'll be very surprised to find how many really support Jefferson and are willing to display brochures. Some we have people putting signs in their front store windows. We support the state of Jefferson. So it's just another avenue we need to open, but a very important avenue because they have customers coming in every day, and they'll talk it up.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun event. I know we're really looking forward to it, and it seems to me like this is a really good way you guys have done it. You kind of set the pace for other people that want to do something like this, and I think it's a marvelous idea. I think every county should do it, and it's
right.
And you're so right on, Terry. You've done a great job with that business brochure that we have. You may want to explain a little bit of that, because I'm really not sure we've got the that business brochure to as many places as it could be. It's a great
right.
idea.
More and more, we made up business brochures, and they're basically the state of Jefferson's open for business. So in there, you will find the benefits that Jefferson can offer, what's proposed. In governing, particularly for business people, that is so restrictive to them in California. So the brochures are, I just shipped off 250 to two of the other counties. It talks about the problems that we have in the state for business people. We advertise that in Jefferson there will be no corporate income tax. It's just a great looking brochure, and I would encourage any of the counties that don't have them to order them. They're a whopping 10 cents each. And along with this, we've made signs, small signs, that you can also give to the business person to put in their window if they support Jefferson. So everything's very reasonable to use as a marketing tool.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, I do want to ask you this. I know that we've talked about Puerto Rico. I don't know if you heard the first part of the program, but we talked about the...
Yes, I did.
introduction of having Puerto Rico become the 51st state, and mm-hmm. Doug LaMalfa is very much involved in that. In fact, he's the head of that committee. I read that... Congressman McClintock, a good conservative, I heard that he is against it. Is that correct?
Yes. I contacted the congressman right away on Thursday and asked his opinion and if he had any additional information as to where this was going. He did not, but what he did say is that he does not support it. He didn't elaborate, and as you said, what I was suggesting, if that were to happen, and, you know, people get all excited right now like it is going to happen, well, that's a long way off, but if it did happen, could that open a window of opportunity to bring two in at the same time? And to me, it might be more palatable to both sides of the aisle, because you might have a state coming in that, yes, is very liberal, almost socialist, if it is not, with a serious economic problems. And then on the other end, you have what would be a state that is very conservative for the most part.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. I mean, that does – that, but – according to H.R. 6246, it basically is supposed to lay out a framework.
Right.
And also it says that they are recommending, the task force is recommending potential temporary economic incentives to assist Puerto Rico's transition.
Right.
From a territory
yeah, that,
to state.
Yeah, I want to say what?
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, so.
Yeah, I would like us to have some incentives that we could put our timber industry back in
business. There you go.
Or mining, yeah, and mining.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mining.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, you're right.
All that's been taken away from us under previous administrations.
Oh, you're so right.
I think, I think, like I said, maybe both sides of the aisle could get on board just based on that. I'll be very interested to hear the conversation following your show this morning with LaMalfa, with Mike Murray and Mark Onifer, and they'll be on at 10 o'clock. It's K-High Radio,
yes.
950 AM,
yes.
104.5 FM, and it's broadcast, by the way, out of Auburn in Placer County.
Auburn, okay. And the other thing is, Terry, how do they find that on their computer?
They can go in to the on your computer, K-High 105. It pops right up, and it'll show you how you can get in live. There is a podcast, but it's not like you have, excuse me, on KCNR. It's only on for about a week's time. But anyway, just turn on your computer at 10 o'clock and go to K-High 105. Excuse me, 9:50 a.m. and just click it on, and you'll be able to hear the conversation. Now, the show is live. However, the segment with LaMalfa was recorded on Friday, I believe.
Yeah,
so you will not be able to ask LaMalfa any questions.
Yeah, I talked to Mike this morning, and he was saying they really didn't get into the Puerto Rico stuff much. And as far as the economic part of the whole thing, LaMalfa didn't know much. So it was typical. And
okay.
So, and so.
Always not revealing.
But Mike did spend some time, and I'm sure Mike will share that. He did spend some time, and they did talk about the Puerto Rico situation. But see, the thing is that I understand all these arguments, and I understand the argument of, well, maybe if they bring in Puerto Rico, they'll bring us in. I understand that. But logistically, really and truly, with what this bill says and the things they're going to give Puerto Rico to come in and feed them and everything else and all the things they have to do, that isn't what they have to do with us. And again,
they're
a territory. We're part of a state. It's two different issues.
Well, no, and it's a different process.
Yes, it's a totally different process. Absolutely.
Different situation. And they're going to need Jefferson to get out from under California's rule so that we can produce, so that we can pay for Puerto Rico to come in.
Right.
So there you go.
And I actually I'm one that lived in Puerto Rico for 5.5 years.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
When I was younger, and I went back about 20 years ago.
Oh.
So today, this is not the Puerto Rico I knew.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, very, very, from what I'm hearing and seeing. Yes, very different.
Very different, okay.
So it's unfortunate, but, you know, I'm not going to get real excited. I'm going to keep a watch on it because we have too many other fish to fry right now in California, and I'm looking forward to having everybody from Jefferson get on board, and let's make sure that we get the gas tax repealed, fight this new water bond they're proposing, fight the three-way state split. I think we can get a lot of bang for our bucks for Jefferson if we all get out there and say, this is what Jefferson stands for.
You're right. You're right. We have to do the stuff that we have here that affects us directly instead of something out in the middle of the water somewhere. So
we can't sit back and just complain. We've got to be active, and it can be as little as somebody sitting at home getting on the phone to a voter, showing up in front of Walmart and getting signatures for Jefferson, but also let's hand out the information of why the three-way state split and the gas tax repeal cannot happen.
That's right.
Yep, people Amen. Need to show up, and they need to give donations to the legal fund. And you want to give that legal fund there, when?
Oh, just our normal legal fund, just to Jefferson, if you want to do that as well. You can mail it to P.O. Box 751 Palo Cedro 96073, and you make the check out to SOJ Formation. Or if you want to do the tax-deductible version of it, then you can mail it to Sharon Durst, D-U-R-S-T, and our P.O. Box is 569 Somerset, S-O-M-E-R-S-E-T, and the zip code there is 95684. And on that check that you would send to Sharon, it's a 501c3 match, so it would be part of the matching program they have going, and you make the check out to State of Jefferson or SOJ Formation Legal Fund.
No, pecan.
Oh, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. I got it backwards. Okay. You make it out to pecan, P-E-C-A-N. Sorry about that. I was reading something else and not paying attention. Okay, you make the check out to pecan, P-E-C-A-N. Then in the memo, you put State of Jefferson or SOJ Formation Legal Fund. And it has to have that in the memo in order to be accounted for towards that part of the funding where it's going to go. So just want to make sure everybody understands that, and I'm sorry that I fouled that up. And it has to be $100 or more.
It's a lot of information.
It is.
It is.
It has to be $100 or more.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. So anyway, and one more thing I want to say. I want to urge everyone, if you're not already subscribing to the Jefferson Messenger, please go on the website under resources and look. You can see previous messengers, but also subscribe. That is a terrific resource for information every 2 weeks. And we talk about the court case. It has the activities going on throughout the 23 counties. You'll get recent updates. And the same thing, listen in to the two radio shows at your convenience, because this is the way to stay informed and be able to talk intelligently about what's going on in Jefferson.
Amen.
You've got to educate people.
Right, and the messenger's great. It's not a long read. I mean, it's a short read. It's just basically a one-page document that you would read with all the information on it. And there's a lot of good information for the future on there too, giving you different dates in the future on what's going to be happening. So it's nice to have those tidbits out there.
And it's free.
And it's free. Know? Yeah.
It's free. It's great. And it comes out the second and fourth Saturday of each month.
And it comes to your email inbox. So just, get signed up. It'll come up, pop up, and then you can read it really quickly, and you can either keep it or delete it. And
be aware of anything that comes across on your email that says SOJ.
That's right.
State of Jefferson. We've got to be informed.
That's right. And you guys do a stellar job on that. The whole team does.
Anyway, with that, you guys have a great day, and we're having a lot of wins with the Supreme Court, and also in California. If you don't know, the state Senate is no longer has a supermajority in the Senate.
That's right.
That also happened this week.
So you think maybe Nielsen will start voting our way?
I don't know. I was with Mr. Nielsen last week, in fact.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and Ted Gaines Assemblyman Kiley, and also John Kapal from Howard Jarvis. And that was a meeting about the strategy to make sure that we pass the repeal of the gas tax.
Well, you went 2 for 4.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
Did you wash off after you left that
I see red out there. He'll appreciate
yeah,
those
hey,
two
every
for
opportunity,
four.
Because Ted Gaines I've known for years, and he knows where I stand in Jefferson, where he does not. But, I just keep trying.
That's all you can do.
Got a girl.
Yeah, right. So I'm taking the high road, and so that's what we need to do.
There you go.
You take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll get the scuttling before ye.
Yeah, let the others go low.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, you guys.
Thank you, Terry.
Looking forward to seeing you soon.
You too. God bless you.
Okay, take care.
All right, then.
That is a true patriot lady.
Oh, she's great.
She gets a lot of stuff done and knows what she's doing and just does it consistently, just gets out even keel, just does her job, and thank God for Terry Girardi.
You bet. Now, she did mention the program that is happening in Auburn. yes. the Jefferson program. But we have a program coming up here, too. We have Sovereign Minds, and we're going to have Chris Kellstrom and Red Smith are going to be the two cohorts in that today, which will be very good.
Dynamic duo.
and it's good because, see, when we mention these other programs, you can really listen to everything because yes. Our stuff is archived, and the programs are archived like 10 minutes after you're done. It's on the archive. It's just yep. amazing. How long is it, Ashley, before they're about?
It's about that, about 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes. She gets it on there, and boom, it's up. Awesome. And so that's really cool. So if you want to listen live because it's easier to the program over in Placer County in Auburn.
Yep, Auburn. Yep, yep.
That's fine because you can always come back to us at the second hour, but come back to us on the podcast because I know – a lot of times for me, if I'm busy, that's what I'll do is go back and listen to Sovereign Minds podcast. But I think that Chris and Red are going to have some really, really good stuff. So we've got like 4 minutes left. And when I really want to I want to get your take and thought process a bit on where we are in the court case and where we're going. And what you think about this this procedure that we're having, asking for a stay, going to the Supreme Court, stating the fact that we have not been heard, and it's a position that the judge has taken to where, you know, it seems to be a bit of a stalling tactic. What do you think?
Oh, amen. Yeah, it definitely is a stalling tactic, and not sure where she's getting her marching orders from. Hmm. I mean, we all can.
She's not supposed to have marching orders. That's one of the arguments we have.
Well,
she's not supposed to have.
She clearly said she had marching orders in the court date. Oh. Remember, she said, I spoke to so-and-so about this, that, and the other. I was like, wait a minute, you're not supposed to do that. So, yeah. So, anyway, she...
A cat out of the bag, folks.
Yes.
A cat out of the
bag. Horse out of the barn. She definitely is getting advice elsewhere.
That can only be an assumption.
Well, okay. I definitely assume that my assumption, my opinion is definitely assumed that she is getting marching orders from someone somewhere, and they have the thumb on the pulse, and they're just telling her what she can and cannot do, and what she can do is drag it out. I mean, because she can do that. However, we will have things that we do on our end to force her hand on not dragging it out any longer because we're tired of being drug out. So our team is putting together a process that is legally usable by us
right.
and has been done by other processes throughout
right.
the court system. That's why it's there. And so we're going to use those things. And those are tools in our arsenal or arrows in our quiver that we're going to be pulling out and we're going to be using.
Right.
And we have to do that in order to move forward with our court case. And our team is phenomenal. I mean, our legal team is just absolutely phenomenal. Those guys think outside of the box. They jump in the box. They jump out of the box. They turn the box over, whatever. We are constantly moving and shaking on different ideas, and they're so good about explaining why we're doing this, that, or the other. And then when I naively ask, because I'm the least brainworthy in the whole team on anything legal, I ask them the questions just from a layman's perspective, why would we do that, or how come we can't do that, you know, things like that. They give me the straight-up answer, and then they'll follow up with, you know, why.
And you also can see what we filed. Is that on our website? I believe it is.
Yes.
Yeah, on our website.
What we can put out so far is on the website.
Yeah, because it's all public record.
Correct.
So, you know, that's another thing, too.
And keep in mind, we're the only organization to ever do that.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, and that's the other thing, too. I mean, people ask about transparency. I mean, you can't get more transparent than we've been.
That's right.
You know, and I think that when it comes down to the bottom line here, you know, it is about liberty. And when it comes down to the bottom line, it is about our kids and our grandkids and the future of our country. And, you know, we all have to understand that God is in control here and God's leading us through these different things. So I heard something the other night that really made a lot of sense, and that was, I want to leave you with this, and that is, you need faith the most when the times are the hardest. Because faith is your comfort, faith is your guide, Christ your guide.
Amen.
So with that, my good friend, we're getting down to the bone here. I think we got about 30 seconds. Any last thoughts, buddy?
No, I just want to encourage everybody to support. And I don't mean just support by thinking about it. We need some action taken. You know, attend the meetings locally, whatever county you're in, and whatever locations with throughout your county, because some counties have multiple meetings. We do in Shasta County. So attend a meeting, get involved, and do your best to help out and move forward, because you don't want your children and grandchildren to look up at you and say, what did you do when this is going on?
Maybe we ought to change it to where time has come for Jeff or son.
There you go.
Time has come for
Jefferson.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.